愿大家平安。
Peace to all brothers and sisters.
今天晚上想用圣经的一段话，我们彼此来互相的勉励。
I'd like to use a passage from the Bible for mutual edification.
请看哥林多后书第五章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书第五章。
2 Corinthians chapter 5.
十三节。
Verse 13.2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 13. For if we are beside ourselves, it is for God. Or if we are not of sound mind, it is for you.
保罗在这里提到他服侍神的心态。
In this passage, Paul emphasized to the believers his attitude and service.
这个心态会影响人所做出来外在的一种表现。
The attitude in his heart will be revealed on his physical actions.
这个心态值得我们很深入再来思想。
And so the spirit of Paul is worthy for us to ponder.
他说，我们若癫狂是为神。
So he says here, if we are beside ourselves,
是为神。
It is for God.
我们若谨守是为你们。
Or if we are of sound mind, it is for you.
简单的说，保罗在服侍神的心是癫狂的心，也是谨守的心。
And so simply put, the heart of Paul in his service to God is both out of his mind and also in the right mind.
如果你到字典里面去找什么叫做癫狂。
And so if you go into the dictionary and you find on what is the meaning of out of your mind,
你很容易得到一个结论。
You can easily conclude this.
癫狂就是不正常。
To be out of one's mind is not normal.
也就是不是一般人的表现。
It is not a character that is portrayed by a normal person.
因为他的心跟一般人的心不一样。
Because his heart is different than the heart of others.
主耶稣在传福音的时候，
When Jesus was preaching in his ministry,
在马可福音第三章里面，
In Mark chapter 3,
说耶稣进一个房子里面，二十节。
Verse 20.
众人又聚集。
So Jesus entered into a house and the multitude came together.
他连饭也顾不得吃。
And so he did not even have time to eat a meal.
那主耶稣的亲戚啊，就出来拉住他。
And then Jesus' relatives came and took his own people, and then they took a hold of him.
因为他说主耶稣是癫狂啊。
And so these people said to Jesus that he is out of his mind.
主耶稣知道他在世界的时间不长。
Jesus realized that his time in this world is not long.
说他要把握每一天、每一个小时、每一分钟。
And so he takes hold of every opportunity, every day, every time, every second of his life.
所以你看主耶稣的每一天的生活。
And so if we observe into the daily life of Jesus Christ,
都是很美的。
It is very beautiful.
所以有时候连饭也没有吃。
Sometimes he does not even have time to eat.
所以他亲戚大家觉得说，这好像是癫狂。
And so Jesus' own people said that he is out of his mind.
主耶稣说，我为神的殿心里着急，如同火在烧。
And so Jesus said, my heart yearns for the work of God. It is burning inside my heart.
他的癫狂是因为他对人类灵魂的热爱。
He is out of his mind because he loves the souls of the world.
那我们再看保罗。
And so we look back to Paul.
保罗在这个使徒行二十六章记载，在被审判。
On Acts chapter 26 of the judgment.
在亚基帕王面前来分诉。
And so he was defending himself in front of King Agrippa.
那个时候在十九节，他开始在讲他为什么传福音。
And so starting from verse 19, Paul goes to defend on why he was preaching.
24节，把那个这个王听了以后，亚基帕王听了以后啊，就这样说。
And verse 24, after the king have heard his defense, he said,
说保罗啊，你癫狂了吧，因为你的学问太大。
He said, Paul, you are beside yourself. Much learning is driving you mad.
为什么亚基帕王会下一个这个结论？
Why is Festus here come to this conclusion?
因为他知道保罗。
Because he knows Paul.
他知道他是公会的议员。
He knows that he is quite knowledgeable.
他学问非常大。
He is very well educated.
是加玛列门下教出来的。
He is a student of Gamaliel.
他是法利赛人。
He is a Pharisee.
是有社会阶级地位的。
He has high status in his society.
那当时的主耶稣。
And the Jesus at that time.
是被钉十字架的。
Was crucified on the cross.
是在羞辱当中而死的。
He died in shame.
是大家不觉得社会上最没有用的。
When the society sees him as worthless and as an outcast.
所以虽然当时有一些文士法利赛人看到主耶稣很会讲道。
And although some of the Pharisees and Sadducees see the good eloquence of Jesus Christ.
那一想到主耶稣的父亲是木匠，他就听不下去了。
But every time they think back to Jesus' background as a carpenter, they refuse to listen anymore.
因为这一个人跟他们的身份背景不相配。
Because this particular person's background is completely opposite of theirs.
尼哥底母要暗中来见耶稣。